planet?
I don't know.
Yes, let me get rid of this 808 because this particular instrument comes with a drum machine, doesn't it, Dubtex?
It does, yes.
Here we go, lovely. It's so angular and beautiful. It's the Monotribe, ladies and gentlemen, making a return. Instant house music. It's a beast. Right before you get started, can I just say one reason I don't know if I mentioned this, why I love the Monotribe is it's kind of like getting a vintage drum machine because it's just those grunty analog bleeps and boops sounds.
Yeah, it's my favorite bit of gear because it is really raw and it's nasty.
Yeah.
It can make a lot of very nasty sounds.
But it's tough as well because of the analogness, you know?
Yep. And it cuts through the mix really well. You can have a lot of things going on, a lot of other instruments playing, and this thing just doesn't care.
Right on. how would you explain the instrument to someone that can't see it?
It is a box about the size of a
Bible?
Paperback. Actually, a Bible's a good... Yeah, because it's about the same thickness. It's made of metal. So it's very solid. It's got a speaker built in, which is actually kind of useful sometimes.
It is, yeah, for having a jam on the bus. Or,
yeah. It hasn't got a lot of knobs because it doesn't have a lot of functions, and that's the thing I love about it most.
It doesn't really have menus either. It's like what you see is what you get. In a sense, there is kind of a little. It can be deep. They're still doing firmware updates for them as well, which is quite cool.
It pretty much is what you see is what you get. And I have spent a lot of time with computers as most people do these days, and I prefer the fact that this is just like knobs and I don't have to look at a screen. There's no screen on this, there's no memories.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that you do have to get used to with this is that there's no presets.
Yes.
So you can't save anything you do.
That's why it's wonderfully analog though, and I think actually that lends to the battery life of the instrument because analog means it lasts a lot longer. Kind of looks like if Darth Vader had an instrument,
but it also makes it feel like an instrument.
Yes.
You don't get presets and memories with a ukulele.
Totally. Inspiration is just sapped away because you're like, oh, last time I had a good idea, and then you're on the same buzz again.
Exactly. Whereas I can play this, like I can hit one note, and that's the filter that I'm moving there to make it sort of sound brighter and darker. But if I turn up the LFO, which is modulating that sound into that wobbly nature.
LFO stands for low frequency oscillator, by the way.
And if I keep going, it goes up into audio range, and then it starts to get a little bit unstable.
Oh, it's so chewy. So good.
And then I can gate it and make rhythmic sounds, so...
There we go. Now we're getting that ducking effect that you get in dance music.
Yeah.
John, can Dubtex, how would you describe John's face just when he was looking at you playing?
He had no idea.
What I'm trying to figure out is what sort of music would I hear this in?
Oh, that's a really good question.
It's super tactile. You could just use the drum machine and play a guitar along to it, or you could use the synth for lead synth lines, or, of course, you can obviously splice it all together and have a big old jam like Dub was before.
Yeah, I have seen someone hold it and using the inbuilt speaker, hold it next to a microphone and rap.
Oh, wow. Beatbox.
Yeah,
right on.
And use it as a beatbox. That's pretty cool. Because it's also got the ability to have that bass, that big chewy bass line going underneath.
Hey, speaking of applications, should we actually just play one of your jams so people can hear how you sort of use the instrument?
I think the one you're going to play is live. Mm-hmm. It's at the Thirsty Dog earlier in the year. And as we often do, we've got a guest poet, a guy from by the name of Peter Larson, who is awesome. And if you get to see him, he often performs at the Thirsty Dog on Tuesday nights at Poetry Live.
Cool.
Without the music, but this Thursday you get to hear him play with us.
Sick.
On K Road.
All right, here's Dubtex featuring Peter Larson on vocals, and somewhere in there you might hear the monotribe.
They all go into the dark.
Oh, dark,
dark, dark.
They all go into the dark.
Oh, dark,
dark,
dark.
They all go into the dark.
The vacant interstellar spaces, the vacant into the vacant, the captains, the bankers, the eminent men of letters, the generous patrons of art, the statesmen and the rulers, chairmen of many committees, industrial lords
and petty contractors.
All go into the dark. And dark, the sun and moon,
and the almanac, the gotha, and the stock exchange gazette, and the directory of directors, and the sense, and last, the motive of action.
Purple sex flesh. Purple sex flesh. Purple sex flesh. Purple sex flesh.
And all shall be well.
And all shall be well.
And all manner of things shall be well.
When the tongues of flame are enfolded into the crowned knot of fire.
And the fire and the rocks are one.
Dang, that's Maximum Tweak right there.
So you're playing as part of the First Thursday Festival, which is happening on K Road this yep. Thursday.
Outside Madame George's, which is the western end of K Road towards Ponsonby Road.
Just over the overpass there.
Yeah.
By Lifewise. Kinda?
Yeah.
No, oh no, I'm thinking about Thirsty Dog now. We're talking about somewhere
just down by where Dick Smith's used to be.
Yeah.
It's kind of the sort of landmark that people sort of know most of all down that end of the street. So who are you playing with in, you know, your little arrangement?
There's a drummer, another guy playing keyboards like me, small synths like these, and Pete Larson doing his crazy vocals. The thing about Dubtex is we made the call very early on that we wanted to just make a style of music that people would never hear normally and weren't likely to hear again. So it's all improvised.
Seems decidedly angular, for sure.
Yeah, and it's very variable. You won't hear the same track ever twice because we never actually learn songs.
So there's always even a new sound up for grabs as well. So you surprise yourself sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun. I mean, it's part of the fun.
Right on.
Otherwise, it would be boring.
Hey, listen, I know you kind of wanted to keep it on the instrument, but I just thought, I don't think I really covered it last time I talked about the monotribe, but they're quite hackable and quite quite moddable. You can get MIDI implementation for them. Now, what have you done to this one? There's a couple of knobs and a couple of...
Yeah, so normally it just has a blended out, so you get one output, and this is, I can pull out the... snare, the kick drum, the hi-hat separately from the synth.
And process them individually
correct.
To taste.
Put those into different channels of a mixing desk, all that kind of stuff.
Very cool,
cool. Which makes life a little easier for treating it.
And you've got decay knobs for the bass and the snare, did you say?
Yeah, both. Yeah. What is kind of nice is that Korg, who make this, published...
They recommend hacking it.
Essentially, yeah.
That is cool, eh?
Yeah,
good on
great.
Them.
Yeah.
Great
and
instrument.
It's not the only one they've done.
I know secondhand you probably pick one up for about 150 or so,
yeah,
but
about that.
Music Planet, walk on down there and you'll walk out about $200, I think.
Not anymore.
No, you don't sell them anymore?
They've sold out.
I reckon Music Planet will probably get one for you if you needed one.
They've got better things.
Yeah, they do have a lot of Korg stuff, that's for sure.
When you're hacking it,
yeah.
Is it something that you just get in and do yourself? You like look at the instruction manual?
Me? No way. I mean, I'm good with a soldering iron for fixing plumbing, but don't put me anywhere near electronics. I got someone who knows something about that to do it for me.
Right.
But it is if you know what you're doing, it's absolutely possible, and it's quite straightforward.
Kids, if you're going to get into synthesis, this is probably a great place to start, right?
I think they're fantastic, especially the fact that you've got both drums and a synth.
But it teaches you filter and all the basics of sort of synthesis are in there, essentially, which is quite cool.
Yeah, I often sit on a larger synth and go, oh, gee, I wish they just had a knob for a few things. And yeah, because it's just so overwhelming in all the choices. It's like a computer.
Mm-hmm.
The computers aren't actually fabulous for making music with. They're not that satisfying. They can make amazing sounds, and you can they solve a lot of different problems. But in terms of just pure enjoyment of playability, you wouldn't
go hardware.
Go hard. Yeah, absolutely. You definitely go hardware.
Hey, Dubtex, we'll drop another one of yours now. Now
this is very different.
So okay.
This is live from a thing we did on K Road again a few years back.
The Great Lightway.
Yeah.
Right on. This is a beaut. This is Dubtex, The Great Lightway. It's a strong one as well. It goes on for about just about 9 min.
Yeah.
Hey, Dubtex, thanks so much for coming in. Let's reiterate where people can catch you on First Thursdays.
Yeah, right outside Madam George's, up on K Road, opposite the Thirsty Dog, up down the towards Ponsonby Road end of K Road.
This Thursday from
6 until 9.
Cool.
And yeah, come and listen to us, because it's going to be going off down that end.
Embrace the weird.
It's certainly going to be that.
Hey, thanks so much, man.
No problem.
I'm glad. Happy to meet another one that's so enthusiastic about the Monotribe. It's a beaut little thing. And thanks to Music Planet. You guys rule, of course.
Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in store or at musicplanet.co.nz.